In the past week, insurgents in Iraq have killed more than 100 Iraqis and Americans. Many were Iraqis who'd signed up for the new security forces. With elections just 3 weeks away, the commander of American ground forces in Iraq has acknowledged that 4 of Iraq's 18 provinces are unsafe for future voting. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld has ordered a top-down review of U.S. military policy in Iraq. James Dobbins, a former U.S. diplomat, now with the RAND Corporation, says the United States must recognize it cannot win the war in Iraq. He spells out his assessment in the current issue of Foreign Affairs magazine. We've invited Ambassador Dobbins to share his views and also asked retired Army Major General William Nash, now with the Council on Foreign Relations, to join our discussion. Both men served in the Balkans. Thank you, gentlemen, for being with us today.
Pleasure.
Thank you, Jake.
Mr. Dobbins, let's begin with you. You argue that, in a sense, the United States has already lost the war in Iraq as a result of initial miscalculations and that it has lost credibility with the Iraqi people. Could you elaborate on that a little?
What I argue is that the United States has failed to provide what any occupied people looks to its occupiers for, which is security. The Iraqi people feel less secure by reason of the American presence, and therefore they've not been willing to commit themselves to work with the United States and to isolate and marginalize the extremists. I do go on to say, however, that while this is not a war that the United States can win, it is a war that moderate Iraqis still have a chance of winning.
General Nash, why do you think that Secretary Rumsfeld has ordered a top-down military review now, nearly 2 years after the beginning of the invasion?
Well, I think it's basically the realization that Ambassador Dobbins' analysis is largely correct, and it's important for the United States to reevaluate, especially within light of the elections at the end of this month, our whole strategy with respect to where we go in Iraq in the months and years ahead.
Again this week, we saw attack after attack on Iraqi security forces. Ambassador Dobbins, you've said that the loss of life for the Iraqi population, given its proportion to the U.S. population, is like having a 9/11 every month. I'm wondering, gentlemen, what either of you think can be done to protect Iraqi lives against terrorism. General Nash?
Well, I would begin following the elections with a major reevaluation of the missions that the Americans take on, because we've got to transfer this responsibility, as Ambassador Dobbins talked about, from a United States responsibility to an Iraqi responsibility, because they are, in fact, the only ones that have an opportunity to succeed. And we need to, while we should continue to assist them, we need to disengage from much of the effort, because most of the attacks are either against Americans that with collateral damage against Iraqis, or attacks against Iraqis intended to discredit the United States' presence. Therefore, our absence will go a long way in the cities of reducing the threats against Iraqis.
Would you agree with that, Ambassador Dobbins?
No, it's not. I don't think it's something that can be done overnight, but I do think that the only thing that unites the insurgency in Iraq is a desire to chastise, to humiliate the United States, a desire to push the United States out of the country. To the extent that the American presence is no longer a mobilizing force for the insurgency, that insurgency is likely to divide. It is unified simply by reason of its opposition to the United States, and to the extent that incentive begins to diminish because the United States' presence is less prominent, I believe it'll give the Iraqi regime an opportunity to divide the insurgency and perhaps to bring some of them into the political process.
Well, for either of you, do you think there's any chance that that'll be interpreted as a win for the insurgency, that we've been chased from the country?
Well, I don't think we should worry about winning vis-a-vis the insurgency. I think we should worry about turning Iraq into a viable, reasonably representative democratic country. And as we disengage from the major security issues, and Ambassador Dobbins is right, it's not an overnight solution. It'll take us a while to leave. But following the elections, there's no reason we can't turn a lot of the major urban responsibilities over to the Iraqis, even if they're not capable of doing things perfectly. Right now, neither are we.
Do you think elections should precede Ambassador Dobbins?
Yes, although I think there is a a problem with the current electoral system, which is likely to produce a polarizing result. We have to have a system that will produce Sunni representation proportional to their importance within the population, not simply proportional to the number of them that are able to actually vote. And I think that that problem should be fixed. If the elections have to be postponed a few weeks to fix it, then I think so be it.
Well, do either of you see any possibility that the elections take place and U.S. troops are asked to leave fairly quickly?
I think that's one of the reasons that following the elections, we should start a withdrawal of a significant number of forces and say that subsequent withdrawals would be based on a request from the Iraqi government. I think we should preempt the possibility that we might be asked to leave.
I'd like to ask you both, what does it say when Iraqis seem to be paying the greatest price in loss of life for American failures of planning? Is there more that can be done to protect Iraqi lives? I mean, they appear to be dying in ever greater numbers.
I think we need to recognize that that whatever opportunities we may have had a year or a year and a half ago, we now face an insurgency that is not going to die down easily, which is going to take a concerted, long-term counterinsurgency campaign, but one only the Iraqis themselves are going to be able to win.
But so far, the Iraqi security forces, General Nash, have not proved very effective.
Well, that's right. But the issue of the Iraqi security forces was primarily based on the legitimacy of the Iraqi government. And as it becomes legitimate, then the Iraqi people, and hence their forces, will serve that government. And the consequences of our invasion and regime change, the price has been paid by the American soldier, sailor, airman, and marine on the ground, and the Iraqi people. And that's a great debt we owe to compensate for the blunders that have brought us to where we are today.
Retired Army General William Nash is now with the Council on Foreign Relations. James Dobbins is a former U.S. ambassador, now with the RAND Corporation, who's written an article for the Foreign Affairs magazine. Thank you both.
Thank you.